I remember a lot. Just worked in the civil rights movement ever since they went on the court.
How many cases he argued over there?
32 before he came to the general's office in 19 cents.
That's what I thought, 51.
Make him among probably the dozen in history, and second among the living, I think. I have to build him a little, but I think in terms of all the problems of the country, best one.
I think you're going to have to you're going to have a background today yourself right after I announce it. I think you ought to call all your people in. I think you ought to tell them you recommended it. I think you ought to tell them all his educational background, his best qualifications you can. How many of the 19 cases he won?
Well, I'm not sure.
He gave a list to me the other day. I believe there's three that he lost out of the 32. Seemed like about six or seven out of the 19. So out of 50, he's probably won 80% of them.
A solicitor general can pick winners if he wanted to. He could win them all if he wanted to.
I don't guess, though, he's done that. He's lost. He's lost a bunch of them up there.
On the contrary, he's frequently said that he, in some cases, he just didn't want to put off on the staff. They're too tough and too mean. He's taken those where other guys haven't in the past.
Is he well liked by staff?
Yes.
Where did all this wave of stuff go around that he had disappointing his solicitor general? He's lazy and shiftless and didn't spend much time in doing his homework.
Well, I think it's,
That's some candidates that didn't want him or something?
A combination of opposition plus...
It's mostly...
He fit the mold. He's not a Yale man and that kind of stuff, you know. He's a big, easygoing, very humane type person. He doesn't change his behavior to suit other people that wear bright pants. I think it's a combination of those two factors.
Will there be any opposition to his confirmation?
I would think there'd be foot dragging in the Judiciary Committee. I think anybody who really wanted to oppose would be kind of hard pressed. I can see the possibility that McClellan and others will take a hard crime attitude and say that they can't vote for anybody who's not going. Confessions into evidence and things like that.
I don't know whether what his confessions are, but he's a pretty hard crime man himself. Did I tell you what I said to me the other day? About being a Clark man?
Oh, yeah.
I said you and Ramsey and Abe Fortas are just gone crazy. All of you too liberal on these things. Wait just a minute there. Just hold back. I'm a Tom Clark crime man. So that would indicate to me that they wouldn't be too rough on him on that. If that is known, I guess it's not known.
Not generally known.
Did you know it?
I think that's right. I think on confession, he's not going to be that way because he argued some of the early forced confession cases. So on Miranda and a few issues like that, but he's generally a conservative person. He's an older man, and he'll be conservative. He'll certainly be conservative compared to Abe on civil liberties, police issues, compared to Martin Goldberg.
What did the Supreme Court do to you yesterday on wiretapping that made you law unnecessary, didn't it?
Well, pretty close to it, except
we
have some basis for prohibiting state and local wiretapping.
Well, I thought they outlawed state law wiretapping.
Well, they made it unconstitutional for the most part, but they don't. There's no sanction. You can't put a person in jail or anything. So to have any teeth to it, why you don't have to get some legislation. to represent him. Lots of things unconstitutional people do every day without fear of being caught or punished. We don't have an awfully rough time in Judiciary Committee this morning on crime control. The Republicans, Chairman Sellers, really upset about it. They're going to take a straight party vote to cut out Title II, which is the heart of the program. It's a subsidy for the state and local law enforcement.
Well, you got to vote.
Probably not. It's going to be awful close. So he's got a 15-20 committee, and he's got about four or five Southern Democrats that we just can't reach, folks like Governor Tuck, Dowdy, Ashmore, Whiteman. We're working on them, but he's, chairman just wants to go ahead, and I think he's right. We piddle around with them. They come at the last hour. They called him yesterday. He was still up in New York. Said they got a rewrite of the bill. But it's just part of their wrecking crew technique. And if they really do it, I think they made a serious political mistake, because then I think we well, they do a lot of talking about crime, and they talk about wiretapping, they talk about confessions, but when you really get down to it and want to help the police, build the police, give the police more money, they say no. Who's really against crime?
You speaking what group down in Memphis?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Anything new on Edgar?
No, he's a hard man to work with. Came to our U.S. Attorney's reception last night. First time he's ever been known to come. Which is very pleasing, but he worked his own way.
Does it give you any trouble?
It's tough. The press tells me he just undercuts all the time. His boys.
That on principles or personality?
A little of both. Probably. Four principles on personality. I think they work the personalities only to strengthen their position on the principles. I don't think there's any personal antipathy at all.
Who are his men? Deke in that group?
Yeah.
Is Deke his front man?
Pretty much so.
Well, you'll tell him you want cooperation from him. Maybe I'll tell him.
Well, I'm not sure that's the way you secure it. Be out there. I just have to work at it on a personal basis. I'd say it's better than it has been at any time since I've been in the department, but it's still, I think it's perhaps better control when Bob was there through fear. Didn't want to tackle that, but, it's a personal relationship, probably the best it's been since I've been in the department.
See, the Baltimore Sun predicts a marshal for me.
Is that right?
So they're liable to get out.
Adam Clymer?
I don't know who it was. But it's pretty much on the nose. And I don't know how in the hell they go back and review it.
We're handed that Baltimore Sun story here.
It's not irritable, but it's Marshall looms as the next justice. Thurgood Marshall appears to be the most likely candidate of the vacancy at Tom Clark's retirement. Marshall, a Baltimore-born civil rights attorney, would be the High Court's first Negro jurist, as he was the first Negro to argue the government's cases before the Court of Solicitor General. An appointment to the Court is expected imminently. Justice Clark commented during his last day on the bench, "Today, predict the President would appoint someone who will fill my shoes to overflowing, possibly break them open." Marshall has frequently reacted to speculation he might become the first Negro justice by scoffing, "That's not in the cards." But the President's high regard for the former chief counsel shown when he named in the Justice Department number 3 post and has been repeatedly reaffirmed. Last June, addressing the White House Conference of Civil Rights, the President said, I might say that the President of the United States does not often have the opportunity to introduce another speaker. But I am glad that tonight I do have that opportunity. I'm going to introduce to you one who 12 years ago established the field civil rights beachhead from which we'll never retreat. Since that day, he has already occupied 2 great offices, Distinguished Justice Court of Appeal, now as the great solicitor of the United States of America. The President, perhaps responding to a faint undercurrent of criticism about Marshall's performance in office, added, and let no man ever say that he is not a qualified lawyer and judge. As a judge of the United States Circuit Court of New York, Marshall took a general liberal view of constitutional criminal law issues, but not in the manner of a social reformer. He was one of the few judges there to have any background as a defense attorney. I don't think it's... doesn't seem like it's a leak. Seem like it's just kind of based on what the facts appear to be.
Was it Adam Clymer? Did you notice?
No, it's not. Doesn't have any.
Didn't have any. Clymer's the court man for the Sun, and I see him all the time. I think that's a natural choice. I'd say it'd be the most probable to the casual observer.
What will the paper say about the opponent?
Well, I think there'll be some little riffle about...
What about the Times and the Post? Say it's political?
I think the Post will be favorable and the Times favorable. The Times, if it's affected otherwise, will be by some of the guys on the Second Circuit that served with him that didn't like it too well.
Just on the ground, what you said?
Well, that's my interpretation of it. I think they'd put it on intellect and industry. But the record, how'd he do all these things if he's so lazy and incompetent?
Did he argue the Brown case? The school case?
Well, I'm trying to think. Let's see. I've got this thing here that may say... I don't believe so. Well, I guess maybe it did, too. It says significant Supreme Court victories include elimination of separate but equal in education, so I guess he did.
What was he regarded when you were coming up as a young lawyer? Was he regarded the best the Negroes had?
He's the only one anybody knew about outside the few local practitioners. His name is a part of American history right now. He started the lonely fight back when there were very few at it. And he was able enough, both with people and with the issues, to work constructively at a time when it wasn't at all easy. It's hard to remember that even when I was in law school, a Negro lawyer was a great peculiarity, you know. You just wondered what in the world that was all about. Still far too few.
You get a hold of your jury committee, and what's he going to do, get them all on the phone?
He's going to get them all on the phone. He's standing by at the Madison Hotel right now.
How many are there, 11 or 12?
They're 12. He won't call till about 10. That'll be 7 o'clock out on the coast. He's got to pick up Oklahoma, Iowa, and California.
What'd you say about the coast?
I said it's just so early out there now that he won't call until about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
He can have it done within an hour.
So what he'll do is get them all on a conference call or call them individually?
He'll get them all on a conference call. The secretary called him last night and asked him to be available if he's been in Washington and talk with me and had some matters of urgency that he wanted to review with him.
All right, now we're going to name the California boy, too.